podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Soaking fireworks in gasoline in my backyard is my parents' slay. Keep it low key till they go to work. Remember safety, we can't get hurt.
Media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
It's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, OmegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, AltRockRadio.ca in Mississauga, Toronto, Canada, RootRootRadio.com on a beach in San Diego, California, across the pond at xrpradio.co.uk in Birmingham. This is episode number 540 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight is Gonto. See, do you want me to call you by your stage name, or can I call you by your first name?
Call me by my first name, Bill. Absolutely. Right.
So Dom has been on one other time, and he's been in my driveway helping me assess the deer attacking my car. So, and we've spent some time together working on his website. So when he has new stuff to put out, I'm going to help him out. So before we get too far into conversation, I'm going to hit you with the obvious question first. And that's, how has the pandemic affected your music?
Writing wise, it really hasn't affected it, but, recording wise, we were down for, at least 6 months. So it put us back a long way. You know, I wanted to get some, I wanted to actually put the music I'm putting out now, out in the spring, and then have some new music for fall and winter, but, you know, it didn't work out that way, but, you know, we got through it, and you know, I think it made everyone a lot better too, because you know, you had time to sit around, man. So you should be, you know, you guys should be all sharpened up by now and write a lot of stuff, man. You go through a lot of things, and that's when you write a lot of music, you know.
So on the new single, did you use the same band you've used on the other singles?
No, actually, it's all new. It's all new. It's actually the three songs that I have coming out is. They're actually a continuation of the first songs that I put out, because I actually wanted to put them all out together at one time. And then the producer I had at that time left. You know, he went on tour and he moved. And so things kind of, you know, went awry for about a year. And or not even about, you know. And then I picked up another producer and some other musicians in a new studio. And so those songs sound... Even though they were written at the same time, they take on a different sound now. And but they sound awesome, man. Great people that I'm working with now.
And I'm glad you brought up the other tracks, because that goes perfectly into my next question. And that's that I've noticed that they seem to be telling a story. And I was wondering if you could give us a little bit of an inside track on what's going on.
Yeah, sure. Heard the first three songs, Cold and Can't Find You and Broken King, you know, in the videos for them and stuff, you saw that the Kings, you know, it's basically like, you know, how I feel. It's like this old king or this old warrior, and he's looking for his queen. And so the girl's always young in the video, because, you know, that's how he remembers the girl, you know, when she was young and stuff. So this half of it, and that stuff was cranking, man. That stuff was awesome. But this stuff here, it's like more like the warrior part of it. You know, it's more of an anger thing, but the music's different too now. So yeah, it's like, you know, he's gonna capture the queen. And this one here, the new song Mission One, you know, if you look at the photo, you know, with the chains and the sword and looking out at the castle and stuff, you know, he's here to capture the queen now, and that's part of the lyrics in the song. And then that's how the you know, the next couple songs go with it. You know, kind of feed off of that. That's just things went through, and you know, broken hearts and mistakes and things like that. You're right about, you know. So
I think it was kind of ironic that when you messaged me earlier, I was running chess club, and now we're talking about capturing the queen.
Oh yeah. I used to play chess, you know, when you're younger, but probably wouldn't take on anyone right now.
I have played little kids a lot. But I have that knocking noise again.
Oh, that could be me. That could be gone through. I gotta put my feet on the carpet every year or something, man. But no, like I said, I'm trying to use the rest of the brain cells that I got left for you know, for writing music and doing the stuff I got to complete, you know. So yeah, I don't think chess is going to be in it for me right now.
So the last question I had for this segment, and you can talk on it for a while before we talk about the song itself, was, where have you been recording at? And I'm pretty sure you're sitting there right now. What can you tell us about your studio?
Well, this the studio that I'm in right now. This is my personal studio, and it's awesome. It's nice. I got guitars lining the walls, and every time I complete a song, I put it on the wall and stuff. And so I come in here, I plug and play. Man, this is my man cave. This is where I write music and get it together because when I am in the studio, that's not the time to really practice and play around. So this is where I get together, and then I'm going to record this last stuff that I recorded. I recorded at Tonic in McKeesport with Bob Casper and Lee Caruso Jr. Great place, man. Awesome place. I mean, my place right here, man, but that's a beautiful facility, man. And the music came out good, man. It came out really good.
So here's your VH1 moment. Tell me about the song Mission One. I know you gave me a little bit of information there when you're talking about the whole storyline, but
Mission One is it's kind of like how it began for me. I was in love with this girl, a long time ago and stuff. So some of the things that I take from the music and stuff like that, I want to thank all of you for my heart one time, because you really helped me write. I forget to back up with a lot of people, so the song is about, the warrior, man, he's sent here. He says, I was sent here to capture the queen. And so what he does is, or what the song's about is the warrior wants to, he wants to find his queen, and he wants to finally get her and stuff. And so how he remembers her from back in the time. So some of the parts in the lyrics actually go back to when I was a kid, when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. When I first met this girl and stuff, it came out awesome. The picture that we got for it kind of like help tell the story. The only thing I could say is, this is exactly what it's about. It's about, maybe one day, it's just that quest that you go on, even in your mind, even if you don't pursue it, it's just something you always think about and stuff, and it's kind of what it is. And that's where I get a lot of the stuff from is from the past and stuff, or past relationships, broken hearts, just things that happen to you, and when I put it in this kind of medieval setting and stuff, it's kind of like, that's just how I see it. Wearing all this crazy stuff, I don't need to dress up like a Viking or a warrior and stuff. Although when I shot the picture, the pic for the song Mission One, I went to meet my videographer, and I was all dressed up, and that was all made up, and my face painted, and had my cloak on, and a 4-foot sword, not all the stuff, and I was supposed to meet her, but I met her I went to the wrong spot, and I pulled in, and I get out, and there's two state boys sitting there. Man, looked at me like, what the? Luckily, it was close enough to Halloween that they probably thought I was going to a party, but I got in my car and I left, and I was just hoping they wouldn't follow me. But sometimes you got to look crazy and stuff to get the pics and stuff. But that's just how I feel in my heart. I'm just a warrior, man. I'm this old guy, man, and he's still fighting. He's still trying.
So what we're going to do next is we're going to go ahead and listen to Mission One. We're going to pair that with a new song from Di Gregorio off of her album, House of Gregory. And that track is called Writing on the Wall. And then we'll be back shortly with Gonto.
Mm-hmm. tremble as if I were cold. But I must go on, for my heart tells me so. My dreams are all I have to hold. Oh, I've been there before.
Hey guys, this is Mark from Rat Rod. You're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show.
That was Writing on a Wall by D. Gregorio and Gonto's Mission One. Dom, also known as Gonto, is hanging out with us tonight. I have a couple more questions for him. So if you could forget an album that you absolutely love, completely forget it, so you could have the euphoria of listening to it again for the first time, which album would you want to forget and why?
Like I listened to it for the first time. I would say Heaven and Hell by Black Sabbath.
That seems like a good choice. What's your reasoning behind it?
I think because if I could just hear it right now, Ronnie James Dio was the very first person I ever saw in concert. In Pittsburgh, and that's exactly why I started playing and writing music and wanting to sing. You know, I saw this little dude. I was in Peanut Heaven. I saw this little dude singing, and he was so powerful, and he blew me away, man, and just amazing. And you know, so I was, if I could just do this to one person someday, that'd be awesome. So, but the first time I heard it was with. On that album before, you know, he was on his own. And yeah, I'd like to hear it because I think it would really, you know, it probably really drive me crazy right now about writing and stuff like that. You know, the first time I heard it.
Cool. All right. So this question is a little odd the way that I'm going to open it with it, but it's who's your Dave Grohl? And by that, I mean, if you're going to be pulled up on stage with a signed band to play, which band would you want to be on stage with?
Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden.
Why Iron Maiden?
I think that it's my all-time band that I can, you know, always just constantly listen to and just, you know, just get cranked on and, you know, and I started listening to him, you know, back in the, oh God, you know, now I think about it, you know, it's 30 some years, 35 years maybe. And yeah, no, I just always liked the way he sang. His energy's freaking unbelievable. Just love the band musically and stuff. You know, they're more hard rock, I think, than the total, you know, the total metal kind of thing and stuff. So it's real clean. It's real, the dueling guitars and stuff and just, you know, just the way the music goes, man. I mean, I would just love it, man. And, yeah, I've sang some stuff, you know, I can't do Dickinson like, you know, there's only one Bruce Dickinson, but yeah, man, I that's the band I would love to go up on stage. That'd be amazing. Plus they're doing 300,000 people shows too. So that'd have to be incredible to see that kind of.
That kind of crowd in front of you.
Yeah.
All right. So I have three more questions for you. This next one comes from Christina, the lead singer of the Shadow Event. And her question that she's passed on to me is probably a little bit tough. It's who are your favorite bassist, guitarist, singer, and drummer?
Wow. Well, I would say James. I would say he's probably my all-time favorite singer. Drummer, I guess it would have to be McBrain, man, from Maiden. Just the way his intensity, man. You know what I mean? He's out of control, man. He's awesome. He's phenomenal. So, bass wise, you know, there's Rudy Sarzo. You know, I would probably have to say Rudy Sarzo or you know, Geezer Butler, bass wise. And lead guitar, God, man. Man, that's probably the toughest one, I would say, because I like so many guitar players. you know, I like metal guitar players. I like clean guitar players. So I really, I don't know how to answer that one with the music that I grew up with, because it's kind of like, oh man, you know what I mean? I'm kind of like, you know, cheating on somebody if I see somebody else. But you know who I will say? I will say this is my new favorite guitar player, and you know, I'd love to meet someday, is Larry Mitchell. And yeah, Larry Mitchell's awesome, and I think he encompasses a lot of that stuff, like the Satriani, Steve Vai. You know, Steve Vai, I mean, love Steve Vai, man. You know what I mean? I mean, For the Love of God, you know, when he does that song with the orchestra. I mean, come on, man. There's nobody on the planet that can do that, you know. So yeah, Steve Vai can probably squeak him in there, but Larry Mitchell's my new favorite guitar player to watch, you know.
Cool. Where can the listeners of the Pennsylvania Rock Show find you online?
You know, you could have gone to music.com. That's going to be the official webpage. You go to onto Facebook. You know, you can go to Gonto on Facebook and hit me up there. You know, I got my page on there. But yeah, the GontoMusic.com. I would say go there, because you can get all the videos, you can get the music, you know, new stuff that's coming on and stuff. And, you know, and then you can, and like I said, the music, music wise, all over every audio site out there, man. And YouTube.
Hey, last question. So what's next for Gonto?
I got these three songs out now. This is Mission One is the one that's coming out. And actually, Mission One's coming out Friday the 13th, next Friday, November 13th. I'm releasing that one. Then I have two others. Warrior, which I'm trying to do a video for Warrior if I can, and then Dark Memories. But yeah, I got a song out now, collaboration with a young lady who is a fabulous, you know, singer and rocker, you know, and, we're getting a song together, and I want to actually leak it out right now, because I want to wait till it's done and surprise everybody. You know about it, you know, a little bit. So,
I do.
So I want to get that out, but you know, I'm writing, you know, we're going to get that. When that comes out, that's going to be, it's going to be a kind of a little bit of shocker, I think, to everybody that knows me and has been listening over the years and stuff. But, and then, yeah, I've been writing, you know, these last couple of months, man, I've been writing a lot of new music for a new album for next year, and, totally different train of thought, and, different, you know, different process, kind of getting away, you know, cause this one's wrapping up with songs now. So, yeah, I got some great music coming out. Great musicians too, man. I mean, really awesome.
Cool. Hey Dom, I want to thank you for coming on, hanging out with me again.
All right, hey, man.
And thank you. What we're going to do now is listen to some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Make sure you check us out each Friday for new releases. Coming up next week, we have Three Vultures. We're going to follow that up with Half Wheel, who is actually releasing a new disc on the 10th of November. We're going to follow that on the 27th with Brad Abbott, Royal Honey on December 4th. An interview I recorded a long time ago on will be December 11th. That's Joel Miller. He's the author of the book Memoir of a Roadie. Robert Wagner on the 18th. On the 25th, Christmas, we're going to roll reversal a little. And Christina, who I mentioned earlier from the Shadow event, is going to be interviewing me on the Christmas special while we play Christmas music from local bands. Then we have Parabellum coming on January 1st. After the Fall on the 8th, Corners of Sanctuary on the 15th, and the Rust Project on January 22nd. So if you're interested in being on the show, the next available date is the 29th. Of January. You can send me an email, bill@builddescene.com, or find us on Facebook, Build the Scene, and drop me a message. So what you do need to do for Gonto is go to his website, GONTOmusic.com, and check out those videos and the tracks that are there. And starting the 13th, as long as his webmaster is on the ball, that new track will be up there as well. And since I have it, I'm pretty sure it'll make it up there. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go off into the night, listen to some more rock and metal, and as always, support Unsigned Music.
Charge right in, I have no clue what I'm looking for. Next time's about the same, what should I expect anymore?
This is Lou Lombardi from the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and you're listening to the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Tired of trying to make amends. After the fall. This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.